The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Why good things happen to bad people? Purim. Shalom Uvrache. We're getting closer to Purim. And we're talking about the Hatzlocha of Rishoyim in this world. There's a discussion of individuals. When we're talking about individuals, it's one story, and there's another story when people come to power, and the goyim come to power in a way that they cause tzaras to the Jews. We're Hashem's beloved nation. How could that be? But what we know is that the power of goyim comes from us. They have no intrinsic power. Because Bo created the world for Klal Yisrael. And when Klal Yisrael behaves toward Kodesh Baruch the way we should, 100%, another rabbi, goyim have no power at all. When we weaken our avodas Hashem, then that puts them into power. There was a conversation between Haman and Ahasuerus, Haman convincing Ahasuerus to destroy the Jews. And Ahasuerus was a little concerned about the Jewish people, that he may not get away with it. To every taina that he had, Haman had an answer. Ahasuerus had a taina that he may lose that whole country. Haman said, "No, you're not going to lose that any country. They're Mefuzah, Mefurah, Ben Amin. They're spread out amongst all the nations. Even if you kill all of them, nothing won't be recognizable." He told them that he's going to lose taxation or whatever from the Jews. Haman says, "They never work. They always say Shabbos today, Yom Tov today." He's afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haman said, "No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sleeping." What does all that mean? And he eventually convinced Ahasuerus, and they made the decree. But the idea behind it is
Kol HaLashon.
Everything he said was true. And it was true because of the way we related to HaKadosh Baruch, and the way we related to Torah and Mitzvahs, and the way we related to one another. The ability of Haman to say that Jews are insignificant is because the Jews felt they were insignificant. We were in Golis, and we unfortunately gave up hope to a certain degree. We didn't have a bitachon Hashem, that Hashem will save us. And the Mele, each one in his country was looking to find favor in the eyes of the goyim instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mefuzah, Mefurah, Ben Amin, we're not one united nation with that pride that we're the Am Hashem and recognizing that's our power. Shabbos and Yom Tov was a day off. We didn't realize that it's a day to cherish, to take out time to learn Torah, be spoil, be with the family, and the fact that we have such a special, close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for us, Shabbos is just a day off. That's the way the Goyim looked at it. We relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if he has forsaken us, and therefore, that's what he said, Hashem is sleeping. We put him to sleep. So whenever we see the stars coming up around us, we have to realize it's not that Hashem is sleeping, that we're sleeping. And that causes the Sanhoga. And this is always our opportunity, especially nowadays we have a special opportunity with all the different stars in the world, to wake up. Second, we get the message. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm waking up. Putting an extra energy in my avodas Hashem and my appreciation of all the tovus that Hashem gives me, and working on my midas to emulate the Kodesh Baruch Hu, just do what makes him happy and emulate his midas toivas, extra effort in the tefillah and alim la Torah. Then by doing so, we're kaviyochel waking up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayikatz. Hashem wakes up, kaviyochel. And mitzvah Hashem, like we were saying the last few days, we're already in the 3 days before Purim. Which already have a certain din of Purim even. It used to be in certain villages, they used to read the Megillah on these days. But HaKoponim, it's now Shaykh to Purim. If we start waking up ourselves now, Yitzhak Hashem, when we get to the day of Purim itself, we'll be fully awake and we'll be able to take advantage of every second of the day and make it the Purim that will bring the greatest Yeshuas we can imagine for ourselves and for all Klal Yisrael. Shalom Uzzach.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.